Take your Bibles tonight, if you will. And I was reading a message this morning, and from time to time, I just go downstairs and grab a book. And I was reading a message. It kind of went along, Brother John, with your Sunday school lesson Sunday morning about swerving. It was a little book with a series of messages by Brother Oliver B. Green. And Brother Oliver had a message in there entitled Snares. And the first snare was the snare of pride. And then he come on down and there was a snare like the love of money. There was six of them in his message. And I was just enjoying it. I really was, you know, just in, and I was thinking about Sunday school while I was going through it and enjoying it and reading it. But it got down to the end of the verse or the end of the message. And he used a verse, and I don't even remember how it exactly applied in what Brother Green was saying, but the verse just jumped out at me, and the Lord birthed the thought in my heart, and the verse is found in 1 Corinthians 10 and verse 31. 1 Corinthians 10 and verse 31. The Bible, we got... Thanksgiving coming up, and certainly part of Thanksgiving is food and fellowship with our families. And this verse kind of just jumped out at me, and I want to use it tonight for a springboard to talk to you for a little bit about the glory of God. The Bible said in verse number 31, 1 Corinthians 10, 31, whether therefore ye eat or drink or whatsoever ye do, do all to the glory of God. Whether therefore ye eat or drink or whatsoever ye do, do all to the glory of God. I want to use that tonight and look at God's glory from a couple different perspectives tonight. I hope it'll be a blessing. Let's pray together. Father, we thank you tonight for the privilege to be here in the house of God. Lord, to pray with your people, to study the Bible together, to worship together, Lord. And Lord, we thank you, God, for Miss Christie visiting with us tonight. And God, we thank you for all of our visitors that you send our way. We pray, God, that, Lord, we would just be a church where folks could get help. Lord, several families visited Sunday. Some said they would be back. And God, we pray that you'd help us to be an encouragement, to be a help to them. Lord, I pray tonight for the unsaved. I pray, God, tonight you'd work in our midst as only you can do. Lord, we know tonight that you love us. And God, we are a thankful people tonight. Lord, if I had what I deserved tonight, Lord, the flames of hell would already be tormenting me. But Lord, I'll never be tormented because of your grace, because of your blood. And I pray, God, that because of that, I would endeavor to live a life that would bring glory to your name. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. I read this definition, and I thought it was pretty good, and I copied it and pasted it into a Word document. It's hard to describe the glory of God. I mean, if you think about tonight, if somebody asks you, what is the glory of God? It's something that's hard to define, something that's hard to describe. But I thought this man did a good job. He said the glory of God is the beauty of His Spirit. Listen carefully. It is not an aesthetic beauty or a material beauty, but it is the beauty that emanates from the character of God, the glory of God. So the Bible said, do all that you do to the glory of God. If you're eating, you're drinking, whatsoever you do, do all to the glory of God. I want to give you five things tonight. I hope it'll be a blessing to you. The first thing I want to give you tonight is that God designed you and I. God designed us for His glory. That's God's design. The Word of God said that He made us in His own image. Listen to what the Bible said in Isaiah 43 and verse number 7. Even everyone that is called by My name, for I have created him for My glory. I have formed him, yea, I have made him. You know, if you go over to, I didn't plan on doing this, but go over to the book of Psalms tonight. Psalms chapter 100. It's a precious passage of Scripture. In Psalm 100, the Bible said, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before His presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, He is God. It is He that made us, and not we ourselves. Amen? We are His people, the sheep of His pasture. Enter into His gates with thanksgiving, and into His courts with praise. Be thankful unto Him, and bless His name. Have you ever heard an old saint of God get happy? And all they could say was, bless His name, bless His name, bless His name. Amen. I have. I've heard some people shout, and all they could say was, bless His name. Well, I tell you, that's a heartful and a mouthful right there. Amen. Bless His name. Then the Bible said, for the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and His truth endureth to all generations. I need to stop and say this tonight. We are God's creation. Every one of us. Everyone in Bloomingdale is God's creation. Amen. None of them come from monkeys. God made every man and every woman, every boy and every girl in His own image. We are God's creation through our first birth. We are God's children through our second birth. A lot of people think that because we're God's creation, we're all God's children. But we're God's creation through our first birth. That's the physical you and I. But we're God's children through our second birth. That is the spiritual you and I. And God designed us for His glory. He said, I formed him, yea, I have made him. Now, the second thing I want to give you tonight is that God delivered us for His glory. I want you to think about this tonight. I don't know that I've ever thought about it in this context tonight, but the Bible said, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. So God designed us for glory, but man messed that up. Man sinned. And God makes it plain that what the aim was is what we've come short of, and that's the glory of God, bringing glory to Him. If you think about it tonight, the Bible said in the book of Romans chapter 15 and verse number 7, wherefore receive you one another as Christ also received us to the glory of God. See, when Christ received us, when we were delivered, when we were saved, now we can bring glory to God. The Bible said before that, think about this tonight, all of our righteousnesses, put them all together, are as filthy rags. In other words, tonight, we, in an unsaved state, cannot bring glory to God. God wants us to know that we're designed for His glory, and that's the reason God delivered us, is for His glory. That's the reason that He saved us. I'll give you this tonight. Thirdly tonight, God desires glory. The verse that we just read, whether therefore you eat or drink or whatsoever you do, do all to the glory of God. You and I both know that in the world that we live in, Thanksgiving, in many homes, let me say it like this, many houses. All houses are not homes. I believe it takes Christ to make a home. Amen. You can have a nice house, but without Jesus, you can't have a nice home. Amen? But I believe that in many houses throughout our land, God will not even cross the thoughts of people's minds. But surely you and I that know Him, it's been a while, I guess. I don't keep track. But it used to come out of my mouth often when I was praying over the food. I would say something like this: Lord, in a world where so many have nothing, you've given us so much. It brings about a spirit of humility, a spirit of thanksgiving, a spirit that says, God, you've been good. When we realize, listen, there are people in this world, listen to me carefully, that are in bad shape because of choices that they have made in their life. But there are also a multitude in this world that had no say whatsoever in the shape that they're in. For example, the refugees fleeing out of Syria. There's not a doubt in my mind that the enemy of this country, the enemy of the free world, wants to smuggle young men in. Are you listening to me? There's not a doubt in my mind. There's also not a doubt in my mind that there are children on the hips of the mothers, amen, that don't even know anything about that wickedness yet. And don't have much to eat. Don't have much to wear. God desires glory. One of the ways we can bring glory to Him is to be thankful. The Bible talked about the promises of God in 2 Corinthians 1:20. For all the promises of God in Him are yea, and in Him amen, unto the glory of God by us. God wants us to bring Him glory. In 2 Corinthians 4:6, the Bible said, for God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, hath shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. That's the challenge for you and for me, that God desires glory to emanate out of our lives to others around us. In 2 Corinthians 4:15, the Bible said, for all things are for your sakes, that the abundant grace might through the thanksgiving of many redound to the glory of God. Abundant grace. Remember Sunday night? Not just a ho-hum run of the mill, but running over. God wants us to be full. God wants our lives to spill over on somebody else. Amen. Do all that you do to the glory of God. God desires glory. I'll give you this tonight, and I want you to think about this for a moment. If you just read it on the surface, it would seem like there's a contradiction in the Bible. But there's no contradiction in the Word of God. In Isaiah 42 and verse number 8, God said, I am the Lord. That's my name. And my glory will I not give to another, neither my praise to graven images. They were trying to set up idols in the land. Now listen to me carefully. We're going in another text here in a minute. And God said, I'm not giving my glory to those idols. They can't hear, they can't see, they can't help you. And I'm not going to give my praise to graven images. I've heard this text quoted and even quoted it myself. I ran across something one day. When I talk about God desiring glory, I want you to think about Jesus praying. Not in the Garden of Gethsemane. Not when Jesus gives us the model prayer. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Well, many times that's called the Lord's Prayer. And I'm not going to fall out with anyone over that. But the Lord is not really praying. He's just telling us how to pray. If you want to listen to Jesus pray, read John chapter 17. Go there with me tonight. John chapter 17. I think this is very important when we're thinking about how that God desires glory. You think about, we were praying Sunday night about our children and our grandchildren. Well, when we're praying for their salvation, maybe if we had this in our heart and this in our mind, it would help us just to be a little bit more urgent about the matter. If I could pray, Lord, Avery can't bring glory to you unless he gets saved. Aaron can't bring glory to you unless he gets saved. Aubrey got saved last year. Now she can bring glory to God. Olivia's here tonight, but she can't bring glory unless she gets saved. How many believes bringing glory to God's a worthy goal? Listen to Jesus in John 17. These words spake Jesus and lifted up his eyes to heaven and said, Father, the hour is come. You remember over and over and over and over he told his disciples, mine hour is not yet come. Mine hour is not yet come. Mine hour is not yet come. But now he says, Lord, it's here. It's upon me. My hour is come. He said, glorify thy son, that thy son may also may glorify thee. Think about this tonight. As that will come in upon Christmas, as thou hast given him power over all flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many as thou hast given him. This is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. Watch this. I have glorified thee on the earth. Boy, wouldn't it be good to be able to face God and be able to say, I have glorified thee on the earth. We talk about that statement, and it's worthy wanting to hear him say, well done, thou good and faithful servant. But what would it be like to be able to say to the God of the universe, I have glorified thee on the earth. My life brought glory. My lips brought glory. My literature brought glory. My family brought glory to the God of heaven. That's a worthy goal. Jesus said, I've glorified thee on the earth. I have finished the work. That's what Brother Steve's talking about tonight. We ain't got much time. There's a work. Jesus was able to say, Father, I've finished the work he gave me to do. You say, preacher, he hadn't hung on the cross yet. Well, you just have to know the Son of God. When he said he finished the work's finished. Amen. You remember over there, I think it's in Romans chapter 8, them he called, them he also justified, them he justified, them he also glorified. In the eyes of God, we're already done up, sealed up, changed for his honor and for his glory. He said, I've glorified thee on the earth, I've finished the work. Now watch this. And now, O Father, a lot of people in the world think that Jesus begins in a manger in Bethlehem. Watch verse 5. He said, O Father, glorify thou me with thine own self, with the glory which I had with thee before the world was. That's important. Jesus, as the Son of God, was with the Father before the world began. Jesus, as the Son of Man, came along in Bethlehem of Judea. In that miraculous conception when the Holy Spirit conceived in a virgin's womb. In verse number 6, stay with me please. He said, I have manifested thy name unto the men which thou gavest me out of the world. Thine they were, and thou gavest them me, and they have kept thy word. Now they have known that all things whatsoever thou hast given me are of thee. For I have given unto them the words which thou gavest me, and they have received them. and have known surely that I came out from thee, and they have believed that thou didst send me. I pray for them. I pray not for the world, but for them which thou hast given me, for they are thine, and all mine are thine, and thine are mine, and I am glorified in them. God desires glory. And now I am no more in the world. You see, Jesus is in the world right here, but he's speaking prophetically. It's a done deal. He knows that he's going to go home and the Holy Spirit is going to be sent down. Another comforter is going to come. He said, now I'm no more in the world and these are in the world and I come to thee, Holy Father, keep through thine own name those that thou hast given me, that they may be one as we are. Pay attention to that. That they may be one as we are. While I was with them in the world, I kept them in thy name. Those that thou gavest me have I kept. None of them is lost but the son of perdition, that the scripture might be fulfilled. Now come I to thee, and these things I speak in the world, that they might have my joy fulfilled in themselves. I have given them thy word, and the world hath hated them, because they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. I pray not that thou shouldest take them out of the world, but that thou shouldest keep them from the evil. They are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. I'm going somewhere. And thou hast sent me into the world, even so, as thou hast sent me into the world, even so, I also have sent them into the world. And for their sakes I sanctify myself, that they also might be sanctified through the truth. Neither pray I for these alone, but for them also which shall believe on me through their word. How many of you knows that we're part of that crowd? Jesus is praying for you and I, that they all may be one. There's that statement again. Do you see it right there? Watch this now. As thou, Father, art in me, and I in thee, that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that thou hast sent me. All right? Go back to Isaiah 42 and verse number 8. I am the Lord, that is my name. My glory will I not give to another, neither my praise to graven images. Now look at verse 22 in John 17. And the glory which thou gavest me, I have given them. You and I tonight can say with the Apostle Paul, I know that in me, that is in my flesh, dwelleth no good thing. But aren't you glad there's another me besides this stinking flesh? Amen. Aren't you glad, as Brother Fred used to talk about, the old coat? Thank God, or Brother Joe, we take off the old coat and put on the new. There's a new man in Christ Jesus that can bring glory to the God of heaven. He said, the glory which thou gavest me, I have given them, that they may be one even as we are one. You want to know how? I believe, listen, what this prayer is saying as much as anything is, unity brings glory to God. Harmony brings glory to God. And I'll tell you what I believe. I believe division and disunity and disharmony, my friend, listen, hurts the heart of God. I believe it magnifies the devil that causes it. Whether it's in a home, a marriage, a church, a business. You ever been around a business where somebody just always stirring in something? Some people would rather argue than eat. I'd rather eat than argue. Amen. I worked for a furniture company. 1 week, 2 days, till lunchtime the third day. That's why I'm 55 and look like I'm 75. It took 20 years off my life, that week and 2 days, until dinner time the third day. I had rode to work with my aunt in a Volkswagen. I asked her, please, let me borrow the car. I'll come back and get you at quitting time. She said, have you lost your mind? I said, no, I found it. I'm out of here. One of the things that was driving me crazy was the boredom. I was bored to tears. They gave me the job to start with, spraying the knots on the furniture. pine furniture comes down a conveyor belt, and all you got to do is go, everywhere there's a notch. It goes on. You look back up through there, and here comes another one. It's 1 o'clock. It's 5 minutes after 1. Maybe you've never worked in a factory. I'll tell you one thing right now. It's not for me. I just can't handle it. My wife tried to teach me how to crochet one time. I thought somebody was sitting on my chest. I thought I was going to die. I can't break beans. I didn't say I won't. I can't. How can you sit there in a chair and go snap, 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 snap? I'm about to snap just thinking about it. Amen. God made it all different, didn't he? But one of the reasons I didn't like that job was boredom. Another reason I didn't like that job was jealousy. They were moving me up the ranks quickly. I only sprayed knots for a couple of days. And then I was spraying top coat. You got to do that right. If you don't, it runs. It makes a mess. And if you don't get it all, then you got part of the furniture don't have top coat on it. I mean, we had some great guns. You didn't have to have the little cup. Your hose ran over there to a 55-gallon drum. You just get your air pressure set right. Honey, it was pie. I mean, this pulpit, if you were spraying it, you'd just come across the top. Down the back. Come over here. Come over here. What time is it? 1 o'clock. Brother Houston, it would have taught you some patience. I guess in a way, my mom cried. My grandmother cried when I quit. I guess in a way, you said, preacher, what do you mean people are discontent and people are jealous? Well, when I got to doing a good job and they got to moving me up real quickly, they would slip around behind over there where the drum was, and they would kink my air hose. How many knows what happens to a spray job if you've got the liquid and you don't have the air? How many knows how long it takes to clean that up on that piece of furniture and get it right? God wants us to be one. I believe that everyone is involved in wanting to bring God glory, and that's the goal of everyone. That's why the psalmist said, behold how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. Jesus said that they may be one. There's a man in this town. He's not pastoring now. And if you know this man, I don't think I'd be saying anything out of order, but Brother J.W., for many years, he never stayed anywhere long. I'll tell you one of the reasons. He wasn't interested in the fussing part of church life. They just wanted to fuss. He'd just go on down the road. Try to find him a bunch of people who wanted to praise the Lord and didn't want to fuss. Amen? I'm just saying in the message tonight, when I'm reading it right here, God said, I'm going to give you my glory that you might be one. Even as we are one. God desires glory. If you go on down through the text here, he said, I and them, thou and me, that they may be made perfect in one, that the world may know. Over and over it says, that the world may know, that the world may believe that thou hast sent me. Jesus said in another text over in the book of John, by this shall all men know you're my disciples. When you have love, one toward another. I believe there are people in this world so foolish as to think They can be sowing discord and bringing God glory all at the same time. I don't see that in this Bible. And by the way, I'm preaching tonight, amen. I don't know of any problems going on like this at all. I'm just telling you, if we have a common goal to bring God glory, that brings us together. Sister Danita could have 60 people in a play, but if every one of them in that play wants to bring God glory, that brings a glue, that brings a stickum, that brings people together in a way that nothing else can. God desires glory. You come on down, he said, Father, I will that they also whom thou hast given me be with me where I am. Watch this now. We're going to get to this a little bit later too. That they may behold my glory. Jesus said, Lord, I want them to be with me. I want them to see it. You say, preacher, I don't understand why we can't see it now. We can't handle it now. Amen. We're going to have us a glorified body to be able to handle that. To be able to see his glory. The Bible said then, which thou hast given me, for thou lovest me before the foundation of the world. O righteous Father, the world hath not known thee, but I have known thee, that thou hast known, and these have known that thou hast sent me. And I have declared unto them thy name, and will declare it, that the love wherewith thou hast loved me may be in them, and I in them. How many believes that's God's desire for God's people? God desires glory. Let me give you this, a couple more things. I don't know where the time went. I thought I'd be done early tonight. The fourth thing I want to give you is God delights in glory. He delights in it. Just to give you a little personal illustration, when Olivia arrived at the house about 3 o'clock, it was not a duty to stop everything I was doing and get her in my lap. It was a delight. God delights in glory. The Bible said in John 11:4, when Jesus heard that, this is when Lazarus was sick, he said, this sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God, that the Son of God may be glorified thereby, might be glorified thereby. John 11:40, Jesus said unto her, said I not unto thee that if thou wouldest believe, thou shouldest see the glory of God. You say, preacher, why did Jesus delay? Why did he lay back a couple of days? Because he delights in glory. He delights in bringing glory to God. Give you this last thought tonight. God has determined glory. Don't you think about this tonight? First of all, he's determined glory in his creation. The Bible said the heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth his handiwork. I got my phone out the other night. I don't remember if it was night or morning, but it was dark. I believe it was morning. And when I looked at it, there was a star reflecting. I hadn't even lit my screen up yet. It was just like it is here, dead. And my heart melted. I said, there you go again, Lord, knocking holes in the darkness. God said he put them stars up there, and that moon up there, and that sun up there. Because he's determined glory. The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth his handiwork. He's determined glory in his creation. He's determined glory in mankind. You said, a preacher, what about people that are unsaved? God has determined glory. He said, "Preacher, I don't understand. The Bible said in Philippians 2:11 that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father." It's not an option. It's not an option whether or not the heavens are going to declare the glory of God. God determined it so. It's not an option whether or not mankind, I'm talking about all of mankind, will either bow our knee here or we'll bow our knee there when it's too late. But we will bow the knee to bring glory to God the Father. In mankind, He's determined glory. This kind of excites me tonight. In heaven, He's determined glory. In the New Jerusalem. In Revelation 21:11, the Bible said, talking about the city, having the glory of God, and her light was like unto a stone, most precious, even like a jasper stone, clear as crystal. In Revelation 21:23, the Bible speaking of the New Jerusalem, said, and the city had no need of the sun. See, the firmament in heaven's not going to be declaring the glory of God. The city had no need of the sun, neither of the moon, to shine in it, for the glory of God did lighten it. And the Lamb. God tried to remind us Sunday morning of Calvary. The Lamb is the light thereof. The Lamb, as it had been slain before the foundation of the world. Think about that tonight. God has determined glory even in heaven. The psalmist said in Psalm 73:24, and I'm finished, "Thou shalt guide me with thy counsel." How many believes this Bible ought to be our guide? Brother John, I believe you mentioned that Sunday morning about not swerving. That the Bible, the book, the good book, thy word is a lamp unto my feet, a light unto my path. The psalmist said, "Thou shalt guide me with thy counsel." And then he said this, "And afterward, receive me to glory." I don't know about you tonight, but when I sit down for Thanksgiving with my family, whatever I eat, whatever I drink, whatever I do, I want to try my best to do it to the glory of God. Can I say this tonight? He's worthy. Amen. He is worthy. He's worthy. Let's pray. Father, we're so grateful tonight for the Bible. Lord, you have stirred my heart and my spirit tonight. Lord, I don't want it to just be another week, another holiday. God, make it special in the lives of our dear people. Make it a special day that we might bring glory to your name. The songwriter said, glory to his name. Glory to his name. Down at the cross where my Savior died. Down at the cross where from sin I cried. There to my heart was the blood applied. Glory to his name. Lord, tonight, I pray you'd speak to our hearts.